Hey Connor, I believe that this is something that you and Cam went to the club about, being involved in the Ronald McDonald House, and you regularly visit the kids.
Yeah, so there's a few charities that the club gets involved with every year, and it's all based on if you want to get involved yourself, so you get on the front foot. And Cam and I had been involved with the Ronald McDonald House about 2 years ago. We did a bit of cooking there and a bit of work at the Learning Centre as well, and didn't do it last year, and found that the year that I did do it, I just got a lot out of it. Gives you a bit of perspective in life, and just getting to know the families and the kids as well, and the tough times that they go through as well. It's pretty sad, but it's certainly something that I do get a lot out of and really enjoy doing things like this.
Being country, even more significant, obviously that's part of the reason it's there.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously with the treatment up in Perth, like they have all the facilities here, so some kids are travelling from Karratha and in the Pilbara and up in Broome and places like that, so they have to travel a fair way, and for somewhere that they can stay and have their base here and have their family here as well, supporting them, the mum and dad and their brothers and sisters. It's definitely something that's very beneficial, and it's a great initiative that they have.
When you do call in, what do you do there?
Yeah, so I went to the Learning Centre last week, just building little things like little cars out of pop sticks and straws and bottle caps and whatnot like that, and did a bit of sand art last week as well. So it's just little things like that, like used a hot glue gun for the first time in about 10 years or so. So just getting back to your primary school days really, and just enjoying the activities there, and it's just like really simple activities that are really fun, and you actually get to converse and get to know the kids that are in that room as well. They might not even be the kids that are getting the treatment, but they're the ones that the brothers and the sisters, and even they need a bit of support from time to time as well, because the actual kids getting all the treatment, the parents are just worrying about that kid. But when you give that brothers and the sisters a bit of time and support, they really appreciate that as well. So the family benefits as a whole.
So it's like appreciating your own health and how lucky you are to be playing AFL footy, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You can definitely get caught up in the footy world and just worry about your own issues and your form or whatever's going on in the world, and then you step out of that bubble for a while and you do things like this, and it gives so much perspective, and then you go back to training the next morning and you're just appreciative that you've got two arms, two legs, you can go out, you can play footy, it's your job, and you become a lot more appreciative of what you actually do.
Is that part of the reason you're having such a great start to the season? What do you put that down to? Was it a change in position?
I think, obviously it's my fourth year now, so you become a lot more used to the processes and what it takes to become a good footy player, and obviously the Port game wasn't the desired result, but I think Essendon and Gold Coast, we came back and played really good footy, and then GWS, they're obviously a really good outfit, so that was always going to be a tough game, but we held ourselves quite well in the review. There was a few things that we could have done a lot better, so we're looking forward to coming out against the Western Bulldogs this weekend and giving a really good effort against them.
Do you feel like you're developing a bit of a defensive unit in defence, Connor, with the six you've got back there?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely appreciate having guys like the Alex Pierces and the Joel Hamlings and Michael Johnson who can take the bigs, and then guys like Stephen Hill and Nathan Wilson are the ones that can run off and off of that run and bounce, and they've got such good skill as well that we're starting to use the ball a lot better out of the back line, and that's something that has definitely improved on last year and the year before that. So if you can move the ball better out from that area of the ground, it gives yourself the best chance to definitely score down the field.
Did you enter the AFL with a view that you may end up as a defender one day?
Not really. I don't know. It's a bit of a tough one. Like I did play a bit of halfback in the under-16s with the state team, so I did have a bit of experience there. Obviously, most players that come into the AFL, they come from the midfield, so I think it was always something that I was definitely open to playing whatever role Ross wanted me to play, and he gave me that role at the end of last year, and I was always happy to play it.
Has Alex Pierce's form surprised you?
It hasn't surprised me at all, actually. He was really diligent with the way that he went along with his rehab, and it was a tough, long period there for him. I think the last game that he did play before he came back was early on in the year of 2016 against Richmond. I was playing that game and was quite close to the injury, and he had a few setbacks in the time, but he was always someone that for such a long period out, the way that he conducted himself, it always gave him the best chance to come back and impact straight away, and that's exactly what he's done. And he's really focused and driven, and someone that I always thought was going to impact straight away, and he's showing everyone the quality that he has.
Do you think Stephen Hill's form has sort of slipped under the radar back there as well?
Yeah, definitely. Someone that that comes under the radar a little bit. You have the big stars like the Lachie Neals and then Nat Fast, but I think Stephen, the way that he delivers the ball out of the back line, and he's also a really smart player and someone that defends really well. So, yeah, that was something that, yeah, he's always been a really professional guy, and as long as he stays out there, because he does get a few soft tissue injuries from time to time, if he stays out in the park, then he's someone who's just as important as someone like an Aaron Sandilands to the team and the makeup of our team.
Does it feel like Optus suits you? What do you think about Optus?
It's a great oval in the way that, obviously, the dimensions, it's a lot wider than what Subiaco was, and I think the way that we're moving the ball at the moment, how you want to be able to bring it inside and go through the corridor, I think it's the type of ground that suits us, definitely. And the whole home crowd advantage and the atmosphere that's created there, it's quite unbelievable. Like, there's some players that you just stand there, especially being in the back line, you stand there and the ball gets moved really well from the back line all the way to the forward line, and the crowd just, like, increases, like, when you get it close to the goal. And it's something that is really loud, and sometimes you can't even hear Ross at quarter time or three quarter time because the crowd's really, really loud.
When you've been playing your best footy this year, you have moved the ball quickly and decisively there. The Bulldogs' pressure is up again. So I guess that's going to be a key this weekend, isn't it, shifting it from where the pressure is quickly?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was pretty well documented that they didn't start the year very well, but we all knew that their quality outfit and the way that they've played the last few weeks is very accurate of what they actually can produce. So everyone these days, it's a big focus on that forward 50 pressure, and I think if you can nullify that and you can respond to that pressure and keep a cool head under pressure, that gives yourself the best chance of playing some good footy.
And what about the surface? There's been some talk about being too hard. What do you think?
I haven't noticed it, to be honest, too much. I've pulled up normally as I do, which is really sore, so I haven't really noticed it too much, to be honest. It's a great surface, it's a great stadium, and it's really good for this state.
Now, you're a bit famous surfer, obviously.
Infamous.
Do you start thinking of adjusting the way what you do in your social life, given what's been going on, and now they've cancelled the Margaret River Pro, you'd surf down there a bit? What do you think?
Yeah, it's certainly a tough issue to make a sort of comment on. I think obviously the two attacks the other day was very unfortunate and something that was just so rare. I think for something to happen, something does need to be happened, but in terms of what needs to be happened, it's something that's so hard to put a finger on, because obviously drum lines and nets and things like that have worked in other places, but because Margaret River coastline and down there is so rugged, it'd be something that'd be so hard to track, and especially with technology the way that it is at the moment, we just don't have the technology to be able to track the sharks and things like that. So it's very unfortunate what happened, and it's something that, yeah, it's so hard to put a finger on what can be done, but it's, yeah, seeing that is just, yeah, it's horrific.
Would you modify?
Is it on your mind more when you get in the water now than it used to be?
To be honest, it's only on my mind if I'm out there by myself, but whenever I'm with friends or with other people, it doesn't really affect me, but yeah, it's certainly something that would play on your mind just because of the things that have happened in the last few years, yeah.
Have you seen more sharks, you reckon, in recent times?
I personally haven't seen any out there, so touch wood, I don't see any, but yeah, I have a few mates that have seen them and had to get out of the water for it, and hearing stories like the two attacks the other day, it does play in your mind.
More worried about sharks or bulldogs?
What's that, sorry?
More worried about sharks or bulldogs?
Bulldogs, definitely focused on this weekend, for sure.